We are up to Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin. We'll be doing Sifim Aleph through Gimel. B'yom Shekorin Gimel, Ein Korin Pachas Miyud Psukim. On a day that you lay in three, that's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, we do not lay in fewer than 10 Psukim. Vaydaber Ola Min HaMinyan. And the Pasuk Vaydaber Hashem HaShalemar is also from the Minyan. We also count that as a Pasuk, although there's no particular Chiddush that we learn out from it each time. V'solik inyone b'botzer miyud psukim, if the inyan ends with fewer than 10 psukim, kagon parshas amolek, she'em ba'el etes psukim, such as the parsha vayovo amolek that we lay on Purim morning, shaper dami, so there you're allowed to lay 9. But otherwise you have to lay 10 psukim, even though it's just 3 olim, and each one lays 3 psukim, so that should amount to 9. Chazawar metakin 10, either keneged the aseres adibris, the asarim amoris, shebem nivra olam. Yeah. Now, the question is, if there's such an important inyan in having 10 psukim, why is it that in Vayavo Amalek they were lenient and they said that because the parsha ends before the end of the 10 psukim, it only has 9 psukim, but the parsha ends there, you shouldn't lay more. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Orchis Chaim that because of Amalek, Ein Hashem Sholem Vein Akisei Sholem, because of Amalek, and until the final Mechi of Amalek. So as a remez to that, Chazal gave us a Kriya on Purim that is not Sholem, that only has 9 Psukim rather than 10. Sif Beis, Ein Korin Im Kol Echad Pochus Migimel Psukim. You can never lay fewer than 3 Psukim for each one. So, if we say that you're supposed to have a minimum of 10 psukim altogether, then 2 of them are going to lane 3. Shnaim korin gimel gimel. 2 of them will lane 3 apiece. The echad kore dalid. And the third, or one of them, is going to read 4 psukim. So you'll have 3, 3, and 4. The eze mehem shekore dalid hareze meshubach. So obviously, the one that lane 4 psukim, he is meshubach because he lane more. So we're talking about where the korin decided themselves how much to lane. So where a person lane 4 psukim, he's showing that he's getting the larger chelik of the ruchnius, and therefore it's meshubach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the last one ends up laning dalid, then we would not say that the first one was not meshubach. He wanted to be first. So in a situation where the minag is to leave 4 for the last one, the first 2 aliyas are fine too. They have the mila of zrizus that they came earlier, and the last one has the mila of having the most psukim. Siv gimel, im dileg pasuk echod. I should speak out and be back in Siv Beis. Just the Mishnah Berurah brings up these are things that everyone knows, but that the minig is on Beis Vehei and Shabbos that we don't lane just 10 psukim, but we actually lane all the way till Sheni. If there are 10 psukim till Sheni, and the parashiyas where Sheni would not suffice, we go even further. Also, in parashas Kisiso, where Sheni is a very long way away, the minig is to lane less than that anyway. But other than that, in every Beis Vehei and Shabbos Mincha, we lane all the way until Sheni. The minag is to stop in specific places. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one changed from the minag, although you're not supposed to, you are yotza. The ikar is that you got 3 psukim for everybody. Siv Gimel. In dileg pasuk echad v'lo koro, what happens if you left out a pasuk? Now this is referring to a case where you lained 3 psukim for each one at least. You lained many psukim, but you left out one of the psukim in the kriya. So the halacha is, imu b'mincha b'shabbos, if we're talking about Shabbos mincha, o b'beis v'hei, or on Monday and Thursday, v'kora yud psukim below pasuk hamadulig, and you lane 10 psukim without the skip pasuk, ain a chozer. You don't have to go back. In other words, on Shabbos, we lane the entire parsha, and there you can't miss a pasuk. Whereas on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, the ikar is that you lane 10 psukim. The fact that you missed a pasuk is not ma'akiv, provided that you lane 10 psukim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up the point that we'll later learn that 10 psukim are not ma'akev, meaning if you lane 3-3-3, you will not have to go and add another pasuk. Yet over here, the Mechaber doesn't say that. The mashmos of the Mechaber is that if you skip the pasuk somewhere in the middle, if you did not have 10 psukim, you're going to have to go back. The question is, why is that? The Mishnah Berurah says that skipping is worse. It means you're going against the Takanas Chazal far worse by skipping a pasuk in the middle than by ending early. Therefore, if you didn't lay in Tem Psukim when you skipped the pasuk, we'll see that it needs a tikkun. V'im lav, so what happens if you had fewer than 10 psukim? You skipped, whether it's an entire pasuk, you skipped part of a pasuk, you skipped a word. So the halacha is, chozer, you have to go back and lay it again. Go back and lay it again, what does that mean? Go back and lay it again means that we'll have to go ahead and lane afterwards three whole psukim. You never lane fewer than three psukim, and someone will get up, make a bracha lefanel and lachrel, and we'll have to lane three psukim, including the skip pasuk. Aval b'shabes afilu dilik pasuk echad. Even if you had 10 psukim and everybody had three psukim, but you lane one, you missed one of the psukim in the middle of the parasha. For example, the Balkora ended early one aliyah and began the next aliyah at the right place, and he didn't make up that pasuk that he skipped. Or he started from the wrong place and left out a pasuk. Or, like the Mishnah Berurah said, he left out a word and didn't realize it, so that whole pasuk is canceled. Chozer v'kore, the halachi is you have to go back and lane, so someone will get another aliyah. He will lane three psukim, including the skipped one. V'afilu acher shehechzir es haTorah v'omer kaddish, chozer v'kore hu v'shnayim imo. Even if they already put back the Sefer Torah and said kaddish, even though it's after davening already, the halachi is you're going to have to take out a Sefer Torah and lane three psukim, the one that you skipped, plus another two, so it will be three. By the way, that means that let's say you skipped a pasuk in the middle of the parsha, you don't have to go and lane the entire parsha over again from where you skipped. You'll have to go back to where you skipped and lane two psukim with it, whether two before, two after, or one before and one after. Vafilu hiftir vispalo musif, even if they already did the maftir and they davened musif. Chozev akora, you have to go back and lane it. Now, the halachi is that if you realize this before maftir, then let the maftir start laning from where the pasuk was skipped. This way, you won't have to call up anyone additional. If it happened somewhere if you found out about it somewhere after maftir, then you'll have to go call up somebody, take out a sefer Torah, call up somebody and lane. With regard to the brachis, if someone already made brachis, we'll see exactly what the halacha is there in the later halacha. Now, parshias hamoadim kemo mincha b'shabes v'sheni v'chamishi. The parshias that we lay on Yontif, the kriya of Yontif, will have a halacha of Shabbos, mincha, and sheni v'chamishi lufi shekvar koru al parshias b'shabos shalem. Because everybody has to hear the entire Chumash lane, the entire Torah lane once a year. So you get that on the Parsha, on the right Parsha, so that whether we're talking about Emor, we're talking about Re'eh, we're talking for Shavuos, we're talking about Yisro, so those Parshas we end up laning at the right Shabbos. So the fact that you missed out a Pasuk on Yontif would not require you to lane it over again as long as there were 10 Psukim laned. Now, with regard to the Musafim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is a chiyuv to lane the Musaf after davening, meaning there's a chiyuv to actually hear the Musaf of the day, and if they left out the Musaf of the day or read the incorrect Musaf of the day, then they're going to have to take out a Sefer Torah, give someone an aliyah, and lane the correct one. Now, the Musaf of the day, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is only the appropriate one for that day, mi'ikar adin, which means that if you're talking about the Sveika de Yoma on Sukkis, where in Chutz Laaretz, so what you do is you lane the day and as the day itself, as well as the previous day, because of Sveika de Yoma. Since we are Bekiyim Bekviya de Yarcha, we do not have an actual Sveika de Yoma. We're only doing it as Minig Avaseinu B'Yadeinu. Therefore, if you missed the day of the Sveika de Yoma, you would not have to lane over again, whereas if you missed the real one, then you would. The Mishnah Berurah comes out saying that you should nevertheless lane the one that you skipped, even if it was the Sveika de Yoma, just not make brachas. Take out a Sefer Torah and lane it without anyone getting the aliyah, just somebody laning it. Also, with regard to the Parshias HaMoadim, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha wants to say that if you miss out the ikar of why you're laning it, you know, so you, for example, and from Parshas Emor, you left out one of the Chagim, one of the Yom Tovim. Well, if it was the Yontif that you happened to be in, and you left out that day, Then he wants to say that you should really have to lane it over again, because that is Chovas Hayom. His maskana is, he brings down that you should take it out and lane it without a bracha. It may be that nothing really in particular is ma'akev there.